There is a great debate over whether the Indian Point power plant should continue to operate. It's a debate between the Entergy Corporation, which runs Indian Point, and various opponents over whether the two reactors should continue to operate beyond 2014 and 2016. That's when their initial 40-year operating licenses are scheduled to expire. That the 92nd Street Y at a symposium on Fukushima, ongoing lessons for New York. The crowd was wary of nuclear power, wary of safeguards in place to protect nuclear power plants in this country from accidents and from terrorist attacks, especially at Indian Point, which is 26 miles from New York City, one of the most densely populated cities in the U.S. Naoto Kan, the Japanese prime minister during the Fukushima disasters, said Japan was ill-prepared for the meltdowns at the nuclear plants. They thought they'd considered all options, but they hadn't. He says technically it's impossible to eliminate nuclear power plant accidents.
原発事故をゼロにする方法はただ一つです。
Kan says there's only one way to eliminate accidents.
それは原発をなくすることだと。 それは国民の力によってなくすること、それしかないと信じております。
Which is to get rid of all nuclear power plants. Dr. Gregory Yachko, who was the chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission during the Fukushima accident, says there are many myths that we have to challenge.
This idea that because an accident's never happened doesn't here in the United States of a severe magnitude does not mean that one won't. So we have to think about all of this in a new way.
Yachko says at the time of the Fukushima nuclear accidents, we had our own problems here in the U.S.
A plant in Nebraska, the Fort Calhoun Station, experienced significant flooding. Flooding, in fact, that it exceeded the planned design limits for the plant itself.
At the same time, the East Coast experienced an earthquake, small in comparison to Japan, but one which exceeded the design specifications for a nuclear power plant very near to the earthquake site in Virginia.
Thankfully, that plant did not experience any significant impacts, but again, it showed us that our thinking and our understanding of the limits on Mother Nature have been too low and we've underestimated. A plant in along the Tennessee River, the Watts Bar facility, also has experienced challenges with flooding. So this idea that we fully understand and we fully know how natural hazards will occur here in the United States at nuclear power plants is simply not true.
40 years and one very bad day. That's the theme Arnie Gunderson kept returning to. He's a nuclear engineer with Fairwinds. He says companies like Entergy, which runs Indian Point, claim their plants are safe.
What exactly does that mean? Well, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in congressional hearings admitted that it reviews about 5% of the material and the analysis that goes into a nuclear power plant. And they check off the boxes that that paperwork is actually existent. But what Entergy doesn't tell you is that the commissioners at the NRC are vetted by the industry's lobbying group called NEI, Nuclear Energy Institute, before Congress is allowed to vote on them. And this same lobbying group works with the NRC commission and the staff as they write the regulations that a nuclear plant is designed to work under. So what that means is that safe to someone like Entergy and Indian Point means that Indian Point can comply with the minimum acceptable standard established by a compliant regulator.
Prime Minister Kan said with 10 nuclear power plants close together and 3 hydrogen explosions at Fukushima Daiichi, he wondered whether he would need to evacuate Tokyo. Now, Tokyo is 120 miles from Fukushima, and Indian Point is only 26 miles from New York City. Gunderson compares Fukushima and Indian Point, saying that Indian Point is in worse condition than Fukushima was the day before the accident. One of the reasons is emergency planning and the proximity of the plants to the city. Next, he says, is preparedness.
The Japanese were the best at emergency planning in the world. They really took emergency planning seriously. And yet the entire emergency planning system collapsed. as a consequence of a severe accident where all the safety systems collapsed. If the Japanese couldn't do emergency planning right, I don't think anybody in the world can. The second thing is the condition of the spent fuel pool. Indian Point has 5 times more nuclear fuel in its spent fuel pool than does Daiichi. Indian Point has the equivalent of every bomb that was ever fired above ground in the above ground testing phases. That much radiation is in the pools at Indian Point and is not being moved to dry cask storage. The Japanese moved a lot of fuel to dry cask storage. The Japanese had about 7 years of nuclear fuel in Daiichi, whereas Indian Point has over 30.
And it's Ralph Nader, the crusader, who brought risk home for many who attended the symposium.
There is no practical evacuation plan that could work in that area, not just 10 miles out, 20, 30 miles, 50 miles, you have 19 million people. People can hardly get out of New York City at rush hour time. Can anybody credibly present a scenario where, given our transportation lockups and the density of population and the panic that would occur and the lack of any drills, the lack of any practice other than paper models, that area around Indian Point can be evacuated? And as you know, Indian Point has been rife with problems, replete with waivers, near active earthquake zones, aging, decaying. Indian Point 1 shut down years ago. Indian Point 2 and 3 up for recertification by a compliant Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Nuclear power is unfinanceable. It doesn't meet a market test. It is basically a government-sanctioned and funded industry.
Nader says, above all, nuclear power is an undemocratic technology.
This is an inherently coercive technology promoted by a secular religion, nuclearism. It's coercive of taxpayers who are forced to guarantee the plants. It's coercive of ratepayers who are forced to front load the cost of the plants, and it's coercive of the citizenry who have very little voice in foreseeing and forestalling a calamity.
The entire panel discussion on the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear accident lessons for New York is online at livestream.com/Fukushima lessons/New York. With thanks to WBAI listeners Steve Kent, I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.